G'day everyone, welcome to the show, and today's guest is Alison Yawn. How are you going?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's alright, I've known you for a while now. We've done a lot of Sky Watches together and hanged out a lot, and what would you say, Galactic Shaman, how would you pronounce it, sort of what you cover and what you do?
Well, traditionally I've been trained under the Inca Shamanism. However, because I like to incorporate the energy of the universe, I do like to call myself a galactic shaman. So incorporating the powers or the magic of Mother Earth, and also incorporating the energies from the universe. So combining the two together, I do like to call myself a galactic shaman, universal shaman, just something along those lines. But I have been trained under the Inca shamanism. They believe that everyone comes from the stars. They actually believe that everyone comes from the Pleiades as well, which is really, really interesting. So when I was trained, I kind of saw it as the people that we are talking to, the ancestors and the spirit guides that we're actually talking to in the stars, we're actually talking to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. It's an amazing experience.
And you get that through a few cultures. They talk about, you know, beings from the stars, like, and it goes back to the Pleiades. You've got the Japanese going about it. The Australian Aboriginals have got this Pleiadian connection.
Yep.
The Maya throughout a lot of the South American and even American Native Indian cultures, there's all that connection going in there. What piqued your interest to get into this? Were you always interested in the weird and wonderful and all that, or was there something happened, or was there an experience or things that, like synchronicity events, that just led you into all this?
Well, as long as I've known, I have always had a connection with Egypt. Always. I loved all Egyptian things from when I was young up until probably teenagehood, and then all of a sudden I shifted from having the connection to Egypt to having a connection to the Native Americans. And it just went back and forth, the two Native Americans and the Egyptians. And it was probably about 4 years ago when I actually really started on my journey that I was reading a book and I saw the word shaman. And I knew straight away then that that is what I was meant to be. I am meant to be a shaman. I am a shaman. And ever since then, that's all that I've always wanted to do.
So it was like a knowingness. You knew there was this connection to Egypt, and then there was a Native American connection.
Yeah.
And then things sort of picked up from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you say you're sensitive to energies and stuff since you were young, but just sort of didn't know what the hell was going on, sort of thing?
I reckon I have been, because when I was younger, I always remember having nightmares, always. And I have always remembered that I've always had a fear of the dark as well. And I've put it down to because of me being in the dark. I didn't understand it at the beginning, but now I kind of see it as I had a lot of spirit or a lot of energies coming towards me or hanging around me while I was sleeping, and I never really understood it. So if I look back on it, I knew, or if I trace the breadcrumbs, I knew there was always a connection, but because I never really had anyone to teach me or to show me the way, I was quite scared of it.
Yeah.
I was quite scared of it.
Where did the ET side of things come in later on? Like, because you went to Egypt, Native America, then shamanism and all that. Where did things sort of pick up to join the two and sort of balance those, the galactic side of things and what's going on here?
Well, from from teenagehood.
Yeah.
I remember I was always scared of spirit, but galactics, aliens, ETs, I was never...
You're cool with
it. I was so cool with them. I was never afraid of them because I always felt that I was one of them.
Yeah.
Always felt that I was one of them. And then I always had this fascination with UFOs and galactics and aliens. I loved alien movies. I loved all of that. And then when I started going into the shamanism, I realized that I can actually combine the two together. I was in Byron Bay doing one of the festivals in Bangalore. And I could tell that I was getting information, and I was getting this massive push while I was there. So I had a drawing done with one of the ladies, a spirit drawing done, and she said, "Your higher self is here." And as she's drawing my higher self, there was a wise ancient medicine woman that was me. Yet in the picture, she had there were four galactic beings, and it was those beings that were pushing me to actually do more of the galactic side as well, so combining the two together. And that was an amazing experience.
So I think we saw them recently too.
Oh.
I think you showed them to me in Seoul a while back.
And Valeska's picture of you too.
Yes. That was cool.
That
was really cool. That was trippy.
It was really trippy. Yeah. And what else was trippy was, how do you describe what it is that you do? Because a few months ago, I got, what would you say it is? Is it a clearing energy attunement? Like, because when you did that clearing on me here, and I don't know, what would you call it, what you did? Like, how would you describe what that is that you did? Because it was weird. There was like a clearing, and the beings that I worked with came in, but then there was also a component to, I felt she was putting crystals on me. And I think you only put one crystal on me here.
Yeah.
But it felt like each chakra had a crystal put on it and it was open. And at the end of it, I was like, that was me. And then I realised you didn't do any of that.
No.
But it was this there was a physical component to it as well as the energetic component component to it as well. So what's sort of that you do? Because it's hard to label what it is.
Well, the process that I actually did on you is called illumination. So, however, because I put my own spin on it, what was happening is while you were on the table, yes, my guides and your team stepped forward. I placed one crystal on the heart, which is the main, I consider it to be the main center for everyone. With the illumination process, what actually happens is that you put a crystal or a stone on the person, on their chakra, or whatever area it needs working on, and you actually wind out the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep winding the energy out until it's all gone, and then I fill it back with light. So the process that was happening with you is that they were actually stepping in and placing those crystals on you.
They're like, he doesn't just need one. He needs the whole bloody workout.
So me, physically, you only needed one, but it actually helped everything else, your whole physical, your being and your whole physical aura, it helped everything else out too.
It was trippy. Yeah. It was like there was so much physical component to it. Like you feel when beings are about or energies are being worked on, but that was really getting really physical, so yeah. And I could feel a huge difference. Everyone could notice a difference after that as well. How long have you been doing that type of thing now for? And you're doing it now more, aren't you, as well? Yeah.
For me, it's coming on to 2 years. So with the training that I've done, how it starts off is that I started off with 9 initiations. And each initiation, you don't get straight away. You have the first 3, and then you wait a few months,
mm-hmm.
then you get the next 3 and so on and so forth. So you do have a processing time, because obviously you're releasing a lot of stuff and you're building up your strength and your own core as well.
Mm-hmm.
Once the initiations are finished, you step into the wheel, and the wheel is where the massive transformation comes from. So I started in South, which is connected to snake energy, which is Satchel Mama. And Satchel Mama is all about releasing the old, releasing the baggages, releasing the old skin and coming, stepping out into the new. Then you move into West, which is a Jaguar. And Jaguar is the king of the jungle. So Jaguar is also a protector. And wherever you go, you always take Jaguar with you. And Jaguar is all about, or West is all about releasing karma of your life, releasing the old karma. Then you step into the North, and North is Hummingbird energy. And Hummingbird is pure trust, because Hummingbird, it makes that epic journey from South to North America and back again on the back of an eagle or a condor. This massive bird that can so easily just, you know, pick it off, eat it, whatever it wants to do with it. And the hummingbird trusts that it will actually be guided to where it needs to go. Funnily enough, that the eagle and the condor are the only two birds that allow the hummingbird to piggyback on them. Any other bird they won't allow, but they will allow the hummingbird to do that. And then you step into East, and East is all about the great eagle spirit, is a connection with the universe, the great eagle spirit. Having that bigger picture, seeing everything as it fully is, being able to see up from the mountaintop down exactly and pinpoint what is going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you enter into the wheel from South into West, you're the wounded healer. So you're bringing up a lot of, I suppose you could say, a lot of drudge, a lot of muck, a lot of the stuff that you're carrying on from your life, from past lives, from your ancestral life. That could be your family, your immediate family now. It could be your family from however many lifetimes ago. And you're healing those things about yourself. When you step into north and east, you're becoming the sage. So with me, the one thing that I found really pivotal was in north, because the two experiences that I had, we had to go through, is we had to strip our back down to our core. We had to strip all the layers, and we had to write a list of all the people that were instrumental in our lives. And that goes from parents, family members, friends, teachers, guides, whoever was instrumental in your life. You actually, I had to burn a pacha, and a pacha is a circle that you create, and you, without it, sticks and anything from the earth that is dead, you always ask for permission, and you blow each stick for each person, and you put it into the pacha. In the end, after the next day, you burn it. So what you're actually doing is that you're burning all those people. I even burnt my teacher now. And not as in out of disrespect.
Yeah.
It's more of you're burning those people out of love for yourself, because now you become self-referencing.
Mm-hmm.
But you become your core, who you were meant to be. And that's how you step into the sage. And then, east continues on with the sage. And east is the final part of the wheel.
So it's not just like, going to do a Reiki course, get it done over a couple of weekends. There's this process to it.
Oh, yeah, and there's a big process.
It is in depth. How's it been for you connecting with spirit on the other side and galactic beings as well, in terms of, has that become more intense as you've gone through this process, in terms of the training, the initiation and everything? Working with these other beings, how's that dialogue going on? Is it very astrally? Is it very dream state-like? How's the process with communication done? Because obviously, when you did what you did with me, you're connecting with my guys and your guys, which is similar to what I do, but it's a different format when I do the guide sessions.
Mm.
But how's that process work for you?
It's different. Each time is different.
Real intuition type thing and simple show?
It's more... Yeah. More knowing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more knowing. I just know where to go. I just know what to do, and I go with whatever I'm guided to do. I go with whatever I'm told to do. And the only way I can do that is obviously step out of my head.
Yeah.
And as you would know, your brain steps in and says to you, what are you doing?
This is my brain going.
What are you actually doing? But you go, no, seriously, I've got to step out of that. And I just go with whatever.
First thing that comes to mind, and just, you're on autopilot. Yeah.
That's
you got to give away to it, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And as soon as I step into the role of a shaman, for me, that is business. That person is the only person that exists in the entire universe.
Yeah.
Because that is the person that is needing my help. So in the process of, if we go back to your healing, as I was saying, when I do the healing, the illumination, I will actually work on you, and whoever else is stepping forward will work on you as well. Then I actually step back, because it is now you that you need to work with yourself.
Yeah.
And I hold sacred space for you. So I just step back and allow you to work on yourself, because actually I'm there to facilitate the help.
Yeah.
But the healing has really got to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And your soul and your connection to your spirit as well. And whatever your spirit is wanting to help you heal, that is the actual healing process.
Well, that's what it's about. And I've said to a lot of people, they would go, I want to know where I'm from. And it's I can tell you what you've experienced, but you want to nail it down. To me, I like to cut to the chase, and it's you're from source or universal consciousness, whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
Everyone's got a different name for it. And it's from there, you can filter back all this. So I'll prefer... I do tell people some stuff, but I'd rather them get that connection to spirit, their own God self.
Mm.
Because from there, you don't need any middleman. Once you sort of got enough trust and practice with that, you can go back and get any of the information. But people sort of need to be shown certain ways, and they've got a preconceived notion. How's your idea, when you got into this, did you sort of drop all your preconceived notions at the door going, I'm just going to go... with the will of whatever's got to happen, because, sometimes we've got a preconceived notion and it can taint or ruin our paradigm of reality, where even with this, I started thinking out, I'm filming crafts and seeing babies, and I'm thinking these little legs, and I'm that's not even 0.001% of what's going on. So I just sort of just go, drop the ego, drop my preconceived notion. Is that something you had to go through? Was just go, whatever's going to happen, just show me, because it's the only way you're going to learn?
Yeah, I had to go with complete trust. When I started the wheel, I even stopped myself. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. And every time I question myself, I get thrown back into the position of showing me exactly who I am.
Do you reckon it's a mixture when that happens? Because it happens to all of us. Do you think it's a mixture between the body computer going, no, this isn't right in the left brain, and then do you think there's sometimes other influences not wanting you to do what you've got to do? Like, I would say people could call it archonic, demonic, whatever the hell they want to label these self-serving beings, but do you think there's a two-play thing? It's like you go to do something, all of a sudden you get anxiety real bad about it, and sometimes what I've personally thought and worked out is that something else is trying to block me from doing that and giving me these feelings so I don't go down a certain path, which from that I evolve and grow. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. For me, it's a yes, yes and a no. So it would be, yes, the computer brain is definitely going, no, this is ridiculous, what are you talking about? Then there's also the yes of, you know what, there are others, there is stuff out there that is stopping you, because they can actually see the kind of gift and talent and power and strength that you have in order to help raise the vibration of the earth and the universe and everything else. So they will be there making sure that you don't do it. However, you're going to make sure that you have enough empowerment in yourself
to feel responsibility
to say, you know what, I'm not listening to you. I'm actually going to do what is right for me.
That's where, you know, with knowing you too, you come from the heart a lot. There'll be things where everyone's saying something or we're having a discussion and you'll come at things from a neutral standpoint, and it's great to have that, because that's what we need to do. We need to have compassion and non-judgment on certain situations, but also look at it for what it is. And sometimes, you know, it's like people going about love and light, but not everything's all love and light. You've got to understand that there are other things out there. But then in saying that, you can't always say it's the archons or...
No. Sometimes it is actually yourself.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time it is actually yourself just going, who's scared to actually step up and be who they're meant to be. It can come down to just pure fear of their own self-empowerment. And if I would love to be able to teach people self-empowerment. So like with the healing, I would love to teach them self-empowerment. Like you said, being able to connect with themselves so they don't need the middleman.
Yeah.
That's what I would really love to do. To show everyone that you do actually have your own power, that you don't really necessarily need the middleman. Yes, they're there for help if you want help. However, if you've got your own empowerment, like I went to readers, I went to healers, because I didn't have my own self-empowerment. The minute I stepped into the wheel, I had my own self-empowerment. Yeah. I knew exactly who I was, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I know exactly what I am here to do.
I think with that, it's showing people that this is hard work, in the sense of if everything was going to be, you know, ascended overnight and everything is love and light, we wouldn't be where we are. So this is where it's like, it's not an overnight thing, recognising other realities and what's going on, because if it was so easy, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. And this is where I'm saying it is hard work. I'm constantly clearing. You know, I've got to clear and stop blaming anything else. Sometimes it is myself, sometimes it's other entities, sometimes it's roadblocks. But that's, you know, part of the process. And that's not to deter anyone, but that's usually a sign for me going in the right direction. Because there's things that don't want that. But what I'm saying is, I guess over time, it's like, if this was, you know, a 3-month, 6-month thing, and all of a sudden you're friggin' Gandhi, Muhammad, Buddha rolled into one, you know, we wouldn't have any problems. But it's not like that. It's continuously working.
But that's what we're here for.
This is experience.
We're here to have this experience because we put our hands up for this experience before we got here. My own belief is that we all set up our own plans before we get here, and we put up our own hands for the experiences that we have assigned for us to do. But it all comes to choice.
And we attract the people that we need for those things too, like whether it's on an astral level, then it manifests.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your sort of take on what's, like, nobody knows exactly everything that's going on, of course, and that's why we're all networking everything, but what's your sort of take on where things are at the moment? It would be cool to lightly go over Lionsgate, because it is that today here in Australia, but, like, in terms of, like, where we are in terms of consciousness, individually, how people are starting to wake up, and even more on a collective level, where things are at, you know, there's obviously lots of different beings. There's, you know, the ascended beings, and then all these different types of extraterrestrials and ultra-dimensional beings coming in and out. But what's sort of your take on, through your research, through your experiences, through your knowledge and through your own connections, how do you see things panning out at the moment? Like, we're in 2015. Do you think there has been a shift since 2012 in consciousness? Of course, it wasn't all... We all float into the sky. And
I was kind of hoping we would.
It would have been good, wouldn't it?
I was kind of hoping I could just fly and just go, yeah, awesome. This is so cool. For me, it has grown. However, and I don't mean to put any, deter anyone from this. I still feel the battle is still going on.
There's a war going on.
Yeah. I really do feel that there is a battle going on. And I believe it is because there is more light coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other side are just trying to hold on as much as they can, because there's a lot more people waking up. There's a lot more people realizing, hold on, things are not how they're supposed to be. And there's a lot more people that probably are stepping into their own self-empowerment, going, you know what, I deserve better than this.
Yeah.
So I truly believe that there has been a shift. I also believe that the battle is still going on, but I don't look at it that way. I follow my heart, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help and follow my own heart.
And it's consciousness doing this to itself in a bipolar mode to evolve, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, once you start to have these experiences and you understand things out of the box perspective and start to go with gut, you start to see this balance between positive and negative, how you need both sides, and how we're out for the experience. So it's like you see that's another facet of you. But, you know, that's something I've thought about, like, lately on and off, and I'm telling people, it's like, you've got what's going on here, but then there is actually an interdimensional war going on in terms of, you know, I can remember the Orion Wars, and if we take past life, future life out of it, they're all happening simultaneously. And that's where I do talk about people's past lives, but if I go into the gist of it later on, you're just going to lose them.
Yeah.
Because, like, what do you mean we're all living these lives at the same time and everything simultaneously? And it's like, well, you know, you can't do that. You've got to ease people into it. And that, as we go through that, we're being eased into the greater reality on our level where we're at, and then those above us and beyond. So it's important for people to remember there is this multidimensional aspect, and that, you know, they think that if they send a 4D or 5D, there's no war going on. It's like these wars are going on throughout many planes. And it's not how war is done here. It's done differently. And what would you say are some things people can do to help themselves, whether it's psychic attack or connecting with their own God self? You know, some tips and tools, meditation, like certain things people can do?
For me, I love smudging.
Yeah?
Love smudging. I would smudge in the morning and in the evening, because it just gets rid of everything and brings you back into yourself. It, you know, puts your mind at ease. And I know sometimes people do find it quite hard, but to really take it easy on themselves, really don't be so harsh on yourself. Stop the negative, or stop the detrimental thinking of yourself. Really love yourself, even if it means, you know, taking a walk or anything like that, or meditation. Just help lift that, you know, help yourself lift out of that negative thinking. Do whatever it is it takes.
Yeah.
Go for a walk, go, you know, go watch TV, just something that makes you feel better. That's what I could suggest for people. Just really take care of themselves. Because if they don't take care of themselves, then what's going to happen?
No one else is going to get the best of them, and they're not going to get it
either.
Exactly. It's just one of those catch-22 things, and that's really good advice, because that's what people need to do at this time. And also, especially if they're getting into this, what I've noticed, and I was the same at the start, I was like obsessed. I devoured all things on YouTube and books, and I don't know how many hundreds of books I've read. I went through everything, and it was like, what the hell is going on? And it's almost when you let go, that connection and the experiences and everything seem to see through. So I was talking to people last night, and they were talking about how they hadn't seen a craft for a while, and I said, just let go and it will happen.
Yeah.
It's like the controlling side of us is what blocks
a lot of that. Yeah, that's exactly it. If you're wanting something so desperately, we can't help ourselves. Because we want it so desperately, we try to control the situation, which we realise if we're trying to control the situation, we're actually squeezing the life out of it so that it gets further and further away from us. Once you let go and you go, okay, you know what, I give myself up to whatever happens, because then there's a possibility that it may actually come out even better than you experience or better than you hope for. So letting go is the best way to be able to do it, because otherwise you're just strangling the life out of it.
Definitely. It's like kicking a dead horse. It's bit of a bad terminology. Now, you've had experience as well, like Alison's been here when I've had a few of the sightings, like UFO sightings. You can sort of hear or maybe see her in a couple of the videos. You've seen that sort of stuff and you've had your own experiences as well. Do you find things amping up? Because what's funny is, like, I've told you this from my perspective, like, I'm getting more daytime stuff than anything. Of course, we see the wispy stuff in the house walking around and all that. Do you see things amping up in terms of whatever is interacting with this? Because there's multiple things interacting and going on, but you see it starting to pick up. Like, we even look at Mexico, and now we've got these huge flotillas of, you know, thousands of crafts and... Mm. People more than ever look into this. Do you see sort of the veils between worlds getting a bit thinner in terms of those that are open to it, they'll receive something and connect with something?
Yes. I see that, I completely agree with you. Whoever's open to it, they'll get however they're meant to get it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not going to, like, smack you in the face, which sometimes I kind of hope it does.
It does,
like, you know, just, like, this beam will step forward and just go, bang! I kind of wish that would actually happen for me. But,
be careful what you wish for. Yeah, I know.
I hope so. I really hope that everyone gets to have some kind of experience on a level that they can handle. Because then it makes them realise that we actually aren't alone in the universe. That there are so many beings out there that are there to help us and help us move through all this stuff. Even if it's like, you know, a mortgage or something, but we've always got the support out there. We've always got the support out there. It may not be a physical support, but yeah, we've always got support out there.
What's been some of the, like, of course you've got your guides and that, have you got sort of any connection to any sort of star system reference? Like, even though that's labelling it, but you know, people going about the Pleiades and Arcturus and all this, has there been any sort of specific connections to you to any certain planets that really hit home with you?
I always thought Sirian was I always had this huge connection with Sirians.
But do you reckon that's through the Egyptian side as well? There's that going back there?
Yeah, I reckon it'd be through the Egyptian side because of my huge fascination with Egypt. And just recently I've discovered that I've also got a Pleiadian connection as well. And I actually had a spirit drawing done where both of my Pleiadian parents stepped forward. So that was really nice because now I can actually, I've got a physical thing that I can look at and have that kind of connection with them as well.
Yeah.
So that's really, I find that really nice for me too. And it also, and it makes perfect sense because I'm studying Inca shamanism, which they all believe that we're connected to the Pleiades. So for me, it's those little breadcrumbs that, you know, guide you to. Because I have loved the universe and space so much, it was really interesting. A while back, I was trying to figure out where it is that I actually came from. And there was something on Facebook. Do you remember Bill and Ted?
Yeah, I remember
Bill. Yeah, so it was Keanu Reeves. I can't remember if it was Bill or Ted, but it was pretty much a photo of him on Facebook saying, what if I can't figure out where I come from is because I come from all the star systems? And I was just going, oh my God, that's spot on.
You're sort of going where I was just about to say, because people may be watching this or listening to this and going, how is this possible? And I've talked about it before, and it's like you think, we'll just use past life reference at the moment, especially with the Pleiadians, that's in the future really. If we look at human time, that's sort of our future selves coming back. And it's like, ask, when you're interacting with Pleiadians, you ask, you know, sort of which time reference, and it's thousands of years into the future. But people think, you know, I've had one or two lifetimes, and it's like, no, you're having multiple lifetimes. And what I have found is sort of coincide with Dolores Cannon and stuff, is some beings have come directly from Source at the moment, like to help out here. And everything's free will, but they've almost been downloaded. The way I can explain it is, And Shady explained it to me. It was like a software program. It's like, because they haven't had the past life references, they sort of download the programs they need at source from other people's past lives to give them the tips and tools to be able to do this experience.
Yeah.
That's sort of like a different way that, you know, sort of, not once in a blue moon occasion, but we see a lot of the new children like this too, sort of bringing untainted new energies. But that's why, you know, I can understand the Sirius and the Pleiadian connection, because it's not just one past life or future life. We're talking about multiple lives, and these are other parts of ourselves that we can tap in through meditation or when we're having experiences or sightings. I know that some of the times I've said it's been the Pleiadians when you've been around it, because I just feel that energy, and I didn't know that connection that you've talked about lately. Sometimes it's the Orions. There's, you know, usually the feline crafts are the really golden ones, and that's the Sirius part that I'm connected to. But there's a lot going on in Sirius. You know, you've got human type ones as well, and then dark skin ones. You know, all different humanoid type ones there, and that's sort of something that's not mentioned here. It's like you hear somebody talk about the Arcturians, and it's not just one race of Arcturians. There's multiple races with multiple agendas and different things going on.
Yeah.
But in saying that, we go to the higher realms, which, you know, I've seen some geometric light realms and weird stuff that we sort of perceive as the star systems, and we've all got access to all this. What's some, I would say, would you call ascended masters or angelic type beings or beyond that you've interacted with as well, or sort of seem to pop up on occasions with clients and just whatever?
The one for me is definitely Buddha.
Yeah.
Always had a connection with Buddha. I can't explain it, but I've always had a connection with Buddha, and he seems to come whenever I need help, or whenever I don't realise that he's there. I was in Byron just in June, and I was staying at a room, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and I didn't realise until the next night that there was actually an image of Buddha in the room, and I was just gone, oh my God. So I've always had a connection with him. I feel like there's a, I kind of feel like there's a part of me that I'm almost like an aspect of him.
Yeah, yeah.
In some way or form. I can't explain it, but yeah, he's definitely one of the ascended masters that I tend to, that tends to be around me a lot.
That doesn't, you know, spin, it might spin some people like going, oh, connected to Buddha in some way, but I've come across people where they're, what I would say is you could be an aspect.
Mm.
You know, I mean, because that's where you work at things, spider web.
Yeah.
And I've experienced that with some people lately with this connection, and it's very, I don't know, it's mind-bending, but you start to, once you get to these levels, you start to understand how this could be.
Yeah.
And then, you know, give it a couple of years, and this will be sort of child's play, and you'll be learning new stuff that you go, now this is getting deep, you know? And I guess talking and people listening to this would be confirmation to others that are watching this, and you know, I've heard that many people say that they're Jesus, and when people pay them out behind their back, I'm like, you know what, funny enough, either they've been downloaded program or they are a facet of that. You know, you just don't know, like the shit that I've seen now, anything's possible. Well, you know, you just don't know.
If you look at it, we're all source
interacting with itself,
therefore we're all the same.
Yeah,
so we're all aspects of each other. So I'm an aspect of you, you're an aspect of me, I'm an aspect of the next door neighbour here, I'm an aspect of, you know, the ascended masters, because we all come from, I believe we all come from the same place.
Yeah.
So therefore we're actually source dealing with ourselves.
Yes.
On different levels in different people. So, I find it fascinating. And then, like you said, the next, you know, few years, we'll go and be like, oh my God, fuck, what the hell is
going on now? Yeah. So we've got no freaking clue what's, you know, and that's what I keep on saying to people. People go, do you know what's going on? So I can help you and show you ways and that. And again, it's what resonates and works for people. But it's like anybody who claims to have all the answers, you know, there's people out there claiming, you know, lots of things and putting fear out there. And it's like, you've got no idea that the balance that there's got to be in the universe for us to evolve. And it seems everything's anchored here at the moment in terms of eyes are upon us, but there's other planets going through similar stuff, but it just seems like what's going on here has affected a hell of a lot, so everything's anchored here at this time. In saying that, let's talk about Lionsgate.
Okay, awesome.
Now, what I will say is I've meditated it and got some information on it, and I don't agree with everything out there, and this is where I ask people, what you've got to do is go within, like we're talking about, go within. You might find you know, looking upon it, there will be certain things that resonate, certain things that don't. And this is where you've got to, again, go with your heart. Would you like to explain sort of your take on this? And it's that Lionsgate today, so this is just funny we're talking about. It's been talked about the last month or so. I've seen every now and here and there. But what's your understanding of it?
Well, Lionsgate actually happens every year on the 8th of the 8th. It just happens to be at 888 this year because 2015 actually equals another 8.
Yeah.
So you've got a 888 Lions Gateway, which is connected to the Syrian Gateway as well. However, it is bringing in, there's energy that, my understanding is that there's energy that's coming in. And it's energy, there's so many people that are going, especially with the 6th planet retrograde last week, that everyone's shit is just coming up.
Yeah.
This Lion's Gateway isn't, I kind of find, is a little bit different, but not much, because people's stuff is still coming up. It's almost like all this stuff is coming up so that they have to let go of
things. It's like, man, you've got rid of a bucket of shit, but it's like, hey, you've got to dip back in there because you've got about another 7 buckets to get out.
Pretty much, completely.
Yeah.
It's just, I find it an intense, I find this weekend will be really intense.
Yeah.
I find that it'll be really intense. And there's so many energies coming in. There's like, you've got Jesus and the Magdalene energies coming in.
The male and feminine.
Yes, exactly. So, and also you've got, for me, it's the Isis and Osiris energy. So those two groups, that, and I know you're not too keen on it, the whole twin flame.
The twin, well, I'm open up to new things now. I used to think it was a load of crap. And then within, you know, a year, the shit that's gone on with me and soul.
Mm.
I don't know. This is what I mean. I don't know what to say anymore, because this is where I've had to let go of my preconceived notion going up. You know, twin flames, you know, it's just two people that resonate. And now I'm just like, I don't know what to think.
No, it's not just two people that resonate. Twin flames is, you've got...
Well, this is what I've been taught through Shanti and being around you guys. I'm going, shit, there's something to this male-female energies, especially when I was showing things on a galactic level where... Yeah. We're starting to balance out for the first time in thousands of years the male and female energies. Like, males have been dominant for so long, but people don't realise before that, when we go before Egyptian times, it was the females that were dominant. And I've had glimpses of before then, there was almost a balance around Lemurian and Atlantis, but shit blew up. So this is where I'm learning from you and Sol and others in such a huge way on this. What's your take on, like, with going into the Lionsgate and all that, what do you see with the male and female energies happening from this energy?
For me personally, it has to come into a balance. The energies are coming through now, it has to be brought into a balance. So, yes, like you said, the masculine energy has been so predominant that the female needs to actually step up as well. So when you talk about the twin flame energy and everything, the masculine is there to be a strong masculine, but not a dominant masculine. And the female is there to be a strong feminine, but be able to succumb to the masculine, knowing that she is actually protected and she's allowed to be herself. With the Lion's Gateway... Sorry, I just have to say that I love lions.
Yeah, I love
lions. But I, because...
But it is coming through, this feline energy is coming through. And it's funny because I've worked with some of the feline beings from Sirius. I'm like, this is funny that Sirius has connected it.
Yeah.
Those beings are there. People are saying this Lion's Gateway. Of course, you know, there's different levels of it. Mm. But you're seeing this sort of thing as well come through.
And I've also got a cat being guide as well.
Yeah.
That is also a Sirian. So he's Sirian as well. And he's been my playmate throughout my whole lifetime. So I know that he's quite close, and he's also connected to the Egyptian time as well.
Yeah.
So it's just, what I'm getting is like, it's just really bringing in that love vibration, like really stepping up and being in that love vibration, because that is the connection with the whole twin flame, the gateway. It's that love vibration, and that's what I'm kind of getting at the same
time. It's going to be intense too, because the interactions I have with the series is one being partner I interact with, and it's sort of like brought out this feline side of myself back in terms of reconnecting with the part of them that when I've interacted with them, their master heals. Can you feel that energy coming down? Yeah. It's hardcore. It's like Reiki times 100 with the stuff that they can do. It's like energy manipulated by thought.
Mm.
And to me, they're like all ascended masters. It's like almost all of them are in ascended master state, but they're master energy manipulators.
Mm.
And this is where I was taught to manipulate energy bands and clear blockages, and you can see sort of like rainbow spectrum.
Mm.
In saying that, it's starting to make more sense now what I was getting from this landscape. Was remember what I was telling you last night about the different levels of light?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what I see is these rainbow spectrum, but I'm seeing like structures of light throughout realms, and it's like these are being anchored and brought through now, because everything is light. Everything is consciousness, and then light, and then sound and matter.
Yeah.
So it just depends on how it's vibrating or what's being done with it. And at the moment, it seems like all these energies are coming in here, so we can start to, I guess, go into a more of a create-your-own-reality time.
Yeah.
It's just either you get with the program now, or you're going to have to wait till... You know, it's not what you're going to wait for eternity, but there's going to be another chance where things will line up. But this is where, I guess, you know, I could say things happen how they may. Everyone's on their own journey. There's no right or wrong way.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you want to get with the program now, you've got an opportunity now.
Yeah, and I'm glad you actually mentioned that, because the line, this is also this weekend, is about pretty much what is it that you want? What is it that you want for your life? This is where you've got to create your own life now. This whole year, and especially with this gateway, is about what is it that you want with your life, and where are you, what's not serving you anymore?
Yeah.
Pretty much. And this whole year has been about that, what's not serving you, and everyone to step up, especially the ones that are wanting to step up. What is it that you want to create for your life? Yeah. What is your reality? You have the master keys to create your reality. It is actually their time now to be able to create their reality. And I reckon that's exactly what this weekend is about as well. It's creating the reality that you want. What love vibration do you want to be in? Where do you want to go in your life? What is it that you want to do?
And it's going to be topsy-turvy. There will be purging and shedding.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to attract that which you're in line with. So maybe some old friends or family or whatever, they're just going to drop off by the wayside because they're not in line with... And it doesn't mean they're bad people. It's just if something's not serving you or there's not that connection, it's not like, you know, shut everyone off, but you're going to notice people drop away. And then, you know, especially for you new people to this, even though this is all really old to you, like if you're getting into all this and you're wondering, when's my stuff going to start happening, your intention's going to set you to connect with those in line with you. Because I went years without any support or people, and all of a sudden I got you guys.
Mm.
And, you know, this all started when I met Giles.
Mm.
It was like everything just started to hook up through him and Mary. And it's like for years I wanted to be in line and connect with my own family. It's like, you know, that intention waits for the energies to line up and bang, you'll get it. So this is where, again, I would say be careful what you wish for, because when it happens...
Oh, yeah, it does actually happen.
It goes off tap.
Oh, yeah. When I started the shamanic... When you're talking about soul family... When I started the shamanic course, there was 13 of us, and we were such a close-knit group. However, as everyone does, you have your own issues, so obviously people have, you know, separated, and we still keep in contact, but people have their own stuff to deal with. And then I met you guys, and I've got two groups. I've got the shamanic family, but I've also got my galactic family. And like you said, you've got the support. I've got so much support now with you guys that if anything happens, I know that I can come here like I have done in the past. I'll come here and be fully supported and know that, you know, I'm loved here as well.
And that's what it's about now, is everyone stepping up to the plate in terms of supporting each other. Yeah. And it's been a lot for me to let go, because I never had anyone for that so long period of time that I'm like, oh, I can hug you and I can, you know, cry and I can have support and all that, because for so long I was by myself that it was like I had to stand in my power and it was like no one's going to get you out of this.
Mm.
And then I realised, yeah, people can help you, but it's opening up to that. So people should be, you know, open to opening up as well, shouldn't they? Yeah. It's like, don't be afraid to receive help.
Yeah, that's we're so used to giving and keep giving that we're not used to receiving for ourselves. And that's what I meant when I said, you know, take time out for yourself. Be, I suppose, be a little selfish and just, you know, be open to receiving.
Yeah.
You know, love, support, whatever it is. So, yeah, it's all connected that way.
What do you see happening in terms of, like, you're not a prophet, Muhammad Gandhi, but what do you see happening over the next couple of years in terms of, we, like, there's so many people talking about 2016 and 17 and I see massive changes happening up until 12. Like, there's always going to be changes happening, but I see huge energetic change going the next couple of years up to 2020, personally, for myself. Are you seeing things... What are you seeing in the next couple of years in terms of energetic thing changes and people, you know, what's going on here? Because we hear about, you know, first it was 2012, we're all going to... Space Brothers come on down... And then it was like bloody 2015 to 16. You know, it's like whoever doesn't know their shit's going to say every 2 to 3 to 4 years, oh, disclosure's going to happen. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it didn't work out. But it didn't work out because the timelines weren't right. You know what I mean? Like, there's always an excuse. It's like there's 12 strands of DNA, but you can't see the other 10 because they're ethereal. You know, it's like there's always an out. And I'm saying this shit isn't real, but what I'm saying is there's always an out. It's like... it's a weather balloon, it's a UFO, it's a bug, it's an orb. You know what I mean? There's always this way out. But what do you sort of feel from the heart going on? Do you see there's a pickup more than ever of things being revealed?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, even though this year's all about, you know, a lot of stuff coming up, it'll keep happening because we're here for an experience. So I see it's like a next wave. So each wave, each person has their own stuff coming up. So the next couple of years, everyone will still have stuff coming up. But the ones that are having their stuff come up now, they would be shifting and be able to step forward. And, you know, I truly believe we'll be able to conquer, you know, their life. But there will still be waves of people of their stuff. And it's a constant wave. It's a constant, you know, it's not just, okay, there's a group of people, they've had their chance, they move forward, then 10 years, another group of people. It's a constant wave. So it's like, you know, like we were talking before, everything's happening simultaneously. The people that are able to shift their stuff now will be able to step into their future and know exactly what they want to do.
Yeah.
The ones that haven't managed to get to where we are right now, and I truly believe that they will get the support that they require, their stuff will come up as well.
What I'm getting in my head is you're saying is almost like a light blueprint for support and the foundation for where we're going. And what I mean by that is I've seen like blocks, like a chessboard made of light, and each person's one of those blocks. And it's like if we first individually deal with our shit, those that are ready, they're going to be able to help those pick up as a, and then us as a collective move and deal with our crap as a collective.
Yeah.
And this is where I think, in saying this, it's like we've got to deal with our own baggage first before we go into it as a collective.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to, you know, explore space and go there overnight. And it's like, we've got to deal with our own shit individually first.
Yeah.
And then deal with that as a collective after that to evolve to the next stage.
But not only are we dealing with our own stuff first, we can actually deal with our own stuff first and then help those.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So for me, on a personal note, a few months ago, as you know, I broke up with my partner.
Yeah.
So I had to go, and this is where I came. You guys supported me through the whole process. Now what's happening is that I have friends that are going through that same process as well. And I'm actually very grateful that I was able to go through that process those many months ago, because now I can actually be support for them. And that will continue. So once they've gone through their process, then they'll be able to help their friends or whoever else needs their help that is going through a similar situation.
Yeah.
So I look at it as kind of like the domino effect. You have one person that is helping, not as in they're pushing
everyone down. Yeah, no, I agree, but yeah, it's like builds up like 100 monkey thing. Like you teach 100 monkeys one thing, and all of a sudden, all of it is just going to build up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like an acceleration. Like to get from 0 to 50, it takes a bit of time. But from 50 to 100, it's like that because you've got that momentum.
Yeah, exactly.
Build up.
Yeah.
Do you see the other side breaking down even more like I'm seeing it? Like I'm seeing, and you know, there are reptilians, and you've got the archons and all this, and I had one experience that I've referenced before where a group of reptilians came to me and they said, we just can't evolve the way we've gone. Like it's like technologically and spiritually they're at their peak where they were. And there's many groups, like I've come across at least 3 different races. So this is when you talk about greys or reptilians. There's not just, you know, you can't just label it. It's like saying all earthlings are white or they're black. It's like there's a mixture, you know, there's so many different types. But have you seen...
And the avians.
The avians, yeah. And you see, Sol was talking about this before. Anyone, and even going back years, that I've heard, not saying, you know, she's the first to bring it up, but we're hearing a lot about these bird beings at the moment. And what Sol's tend to be getting connecting with them is not the best intention. It's almost like something different. But we'll go into that another time. Yeah. But are you seeing these groups breaking down? It's like they're going into the light themselves or finding that themselves.
I kind of see it as because they can see that it's breaking down, they're trying everything in their power
to pull out weapons and that.
Yeah,
it's not
to
working.
Make sure that it doesn't break down. I had a meditation a while ago where in my meditation it was we all lifted up into the unit, up into space, and there was a whole bunch of us. It was like so many different people, and we're all in a bubble. We're all glowing, and we're sitting in our Buddha state with a lotus underneath us, and we're just covering the earth. And in the distance, I couldn't see, but I knew something was coming. And it wasn't the nicest of things. However, what I saw was the ones that are awakened, the earth is going to be okay because we're here to protect the earth. No matter who is coming, we are still here to protect the earth. And I do believe that the other side, they're just making sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, this is a very important point where, you know, I've been saying a lot lately that people need to realise now, especially in our position where we are, and it's not saying we're the hierarchy or anything, but those that are awakened, and to me, one eye is just slightly open, the other one's still shut. We're all still waking up.
Yeah.
But we are the guardians and custodians here at this time in physical form, and we've got our other guys and custodians.
Yeah.
And it's time to actually start being productive and doing stuff. Rather than lots of people doing interviews and this and that, spouting their shit, people need to be productive and actually doing stuff. Like people, you know, you're doing the shaman stuff, we're doing the guys session, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because what I can't do what I do and you can't do what you do without each pulling their weight in whatever it is. Because what I do, you can't do, and vice versa. It's all tailored differently. And this is where everyone needs to step up to the plate and actually be doing more productive stuff and groundwork than ever, because there is this two-side where they don't want it happening. And, you know, I've heard stories, you know, people where there's been big earthquakes and they're meditating and they've been fine, but people around them have not been. And I think this is one of those things that, depending on where you're vibrating and your intentions at, you know, you could be affected by some of these earth changes. And Mother Earth at the moment, especially in the solar system, we've got these energetic changes going on as we go through this photon pickup, you know, this energy coming through that, you know, we hear about global warming, and I've said it before, CO2 emissions, yeah, we're not helping with the pollution and shit, but this is a solar system thing, this energy.
Yeah.
Everything's heating up and these energies are coming through, and where we are on galactic plane for the first time in 26,000 years, this shit's amplified. So everything's going to be more full on. We only need to look at what electromagnetic effects have on the human body, with fatigue, people hallucinating, you know, there's so many things scientifically seen. When we've got the solar flares, these things are happening as well, which people aren't aware of. You go out on a day where there's a big solar flare, 2 or 3 days later, you watch people in shopping centres.
Yeah.
You're like, this is funny. I should be filming this shit, because people are walking around with their heads down. People are angry, yelling out in their cars. And I'm like, shit, 10 years ago I was in this. You know, I didn't have a clue. So there's these multiple layers of things going on. And the more that we can all sort of network, and, you know, some stuff that we're saying people may completely not agree with, and this is all right, but this is where we need to network and put down our barriers and go, you know, and respect each other's realities in terms of information.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's lots going on in terms of that. Now, with that, is there anything you can add into that with these energetic changes, like on a shamanic point of view, like have you got any information or sort of been noticing any commonalities with, you know, the male, female energies starting to balance? We've got, you know, what's going on in the solar system. How does that affect, or how would a shaman look at these types of things in terms of how these affect us as a collective here?
As in what's happening?
Yeah. Hey, it's too early in the fucking morning for this shit.
What I'm getting as a shaman, I'm looking at the energetics. Like, as a shaman, we look at the energetic of flow.
Yeah.
So everything that's happening around it, what's coming to mind is, for some reason, something that I read. Whenever you go see a shaman, and the shaman will ask you these questions, and you go to a shaman and say, look, I'm depressed or sad or whatever, the shaman will ask you, actually ask you, and I don't know if this is related to your question, but for some reason
it's popping in.
Yeah. The shaman will actually ask you, when was the last time you laughed? When was the last time you danced? When was the last time you had fun?
That's a good thing to end this note on. That's something that's
and
important.
Everyone should ask themselves that question. When was the last time you had fun?
Yeah.
And not taking everything so seriously.
Well, that is something, you know, because how can we all be happy and manifest happiness and a peaceful society when we're not looking at things like that?
Yeah.
We need to be looking at things like that.
And we live in a world where money does rule, unfortunately, because we do need things. In the society that we live in, we need the house, we need a place, we need a car to get us from A to B all the way to Z. We need a job so we can pay for everything.
Yeah.
So we're all caught up in this chasing our tails all the time, that we don't actually look at where's the fun?
Yeah.
Where's the fun in life? Why can't I have some fun? Those are the questions that I would ask a person.
Well, it's not taking things so serious, and I think that's why people like the shows and that, is you see a lot of UFO paranormal shows and everything's formal.
Yeah.
And you've got to be politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of these people I've talked to behind the scenes, and it's just like this, except they don't want you to know that it's just like this. And if not, they swear more than me, and they carry on more than me, and this is where you can't take this shit so serious, because I know more than anyone when I have, your life is just so bland, it's so serious, you know, and you go to shit.
Yeah.
Like, this even it affects everyone around you, it affects your energetic flow, and this is where you've got to have fun. Like, you know, there's days I've got to sit back as you know, and I laugh and I go, who's going to believe I'm talking to a being from a frigging star in the fifth dimension giving me this information? Like,
yeah.
You've got to laugh about it, because it's like, if somebody was telling me this 10 years ago, I'd be like, get the cat team in here and put this dude in the straitjacket and send him away, you know? And then we've got, you know, ascended masters. This, like, you come to this house and people have experienced, you've got shit walking around, but until you experience it, of course, and this is where I think people need to be sceptical in the point of weigh up both sides. If you haven't experienced something, look at evidence for and against rather than just blindly believe, because this is where... Again, that's taking self-responsibility back, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what people need to do, is start coming back to the heart. We'll wrap it up in a minute, but what's the Facebook page people can be... I'll put a link up the direction to the Shaman Manic...
My Facebook page?
Your Outdoor Shaman Facebook page, what's it called?
My Shaman Facebook page is called Sacred Pacha.
Sacred Pacha? So I'll put a link up to that.
Yeah.
Also... From there, is that where people could get in contact, especially if they're in the Melbourne area, maybe get a session or something like that? Is that how people connect up with you? Are you doing workshops or anything soon?
I will be doing workshops soon.
Yeah.
However, the workshop will be in Byron.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So sort of probably keep posted to that, or look for you on Facebook and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so ideally the next workshop will be in Byron, and then hopefully another one will be in Melbourne. But that's still in the pipelines. But yeah, the next one will definitely be in Byron.
Awesome. And we're doing sessions as well, Sol and myself. We're at the East Eddies Centre in Melbourne here. So keep posting, because things will be slowly changing in that, in terms of locations and that. But we can't give out all the details, just because it's basically on demand. We can give you the location and that with sessions and that. We just can't have billions of people popping in. Even at the ranch in America, they can't have that going on. So just keep posted to what's going on here as well. And thank you, Alison, for coming on the show. She's going
to
piss herself laughing in a sec. And thank you, everyone, for watching. And keep posting for more shows to come soon. And cheers.
See you later.